USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is opposing vaccine mandates at in-state colleges and universities, saying they violate student rights. Landry sent a letter to Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine warning of a possible lawsuit if the college doesn't amend its vaccination policy. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, said on Sunday that he would support the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in issuing subpoenas to Republican members of Congress. Kinzinger told ABC's This Week that he would be in favor of issuing subpoenas to Representative Jim Jordan and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I would support subpoenas to anybody that can shed light on that. If that's the leader, that's the leader. If it's anybody that talked to the president that can provide us that information, I want to know what the president was doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Balding is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Balding on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Balding on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Dr. Michael Balding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
There is growing concern that election workers will leave their posts in droves following a 2020 presidential contest that saw an unprecedented rise in violent threats against administrators. Election workers had their homes broken into. Their private information was maliciously posted online. Some fled with their families into hiding. And nearly 9 months after Election Day, the threats persist. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team on Sunday urged President Joe Biden to immediately renew and extend the eviction moratorium until October 18th after House Democrats failed to marshal the votes to prevent its lapse this weekend. Pelosi, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Whip Jim Clyburn, and Assistant Speaker Catherine Clark issued a joint statement Sunday night, putting the ball back in the Biden administration's court after the White House on Thursday said it could not extend the eviction ban and urged Congress to do it. It is clear the Senate is not able to extend the ban, and any legislation to the House, therefore, will not be sufficient, the senior Democrats said. An NHL player is accused of betting on his own games by his wife.
The National Hockey League says it's looking into allegations that one of its players bet on his own games. San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane was accused on social media by his wife of betting on his own games and intentionally trying to lose for his own profits. An Instagram account appearing to belong to Kane's wife Anna made the allegations, claiming that Kane spent lavishly in Europe while neglecting financial responsibilities at home. In a statement, the NHL said the allegations are being taken very seriously and that it would conduct a full investigation. This is not the first time Kane has had issues related to gambling. He was sued by a Las Vegas casino in 2019, alleging he failed to repay $500,000 worth of gambling debts. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.